In our sixth and final week, we are still looking at Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, which reads, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." So far, over the past few weeks, we have discussed what a mature or growing Christian looks like. And we have discussed that a mature Christian is abounding in love, growing in knowledge, growing in spiritual discernment, growing in spiritual integrity, growing in good works. And this week we will be discussing that a mature Christian is marked by glorifying God. In verse 11 of our text, I highlight, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. The mature Christian's life will glorify God while on the earth, and ultimately throughout eternity. Again, the context of verse 10 is the day of Christ. This refers to the day when Christ will return and ultimately judge and reward believers for their good works. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." When these believers are rewarded in heaven for their good works, their rewards will ultimately bring glory to God throughout eternity. It will demonstrate that these works have been done through him and by him for his glory. If you look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, these Christians will ultimately bring glory to God in heaven throughout eternity, but they will also bring glory to God through their works on earth. Their lives will constantly point people to God. Listen to these scriptures, John 15 and 8. "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." People will glorify God because of their prayers, their counsel, works of service, etc. We saw this in the life of Christ. His works drew people into worship. Look at the people's response after he healed a blind man. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Luke chapter 18, verse 42 is where that is found. This should also happen in the lives of believers. People worship God because of their faithful lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." This should be the daily aim for every believer. However, where the mature believer's life glorifies God, the immature believer's life detracts from glorifying God. Like the Pharisees, even their good works are done in order to receive praise or honor. So, I ask you to think, and you don't have to answer this in the comments or anything, but are you living a life for the glory of God or for your glory? Are you seeking to live in such a way that people draw into God's presence? Is that the ultimate aim of your life, or does your life detract from God's glory? Just take time to think about that and do a self-evaluation, because after all, we are all looking to become mature Christians. I will post a few questions in the comment section and wait for responses so that we can actually discuss the last 5 weeks in this current segment. Thank you for listening.